Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza is on a phone line. Susanna, welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. You guys put a smile on my face with that song.
Isn't that fun?
Holy moly. Yeah, and it was super fun.
Kind of thoughtful.
And heart-wrenching at the same time, right?
It's all of that, isn't it? We did a story earlier this week, Susanna, about how you were able to acquire some supplies for the state of Illinois for all of us. Can you just tell us what happened there?
Yeah, you know, we're in a really kind of a Wild West situation right now where the states have been essentially told that they're on their own when it comes to acquiring this PPE, you know, the life-saving masks for the first responders, ventilators, respirators, things of that nature. And, you know, because of that, you know, the lack of the federal coordination, unfortunately, states have been left to fend for themselves, and we're having to compete against other states like New York or Louisiana or California, New Jersey. And because everyone's in dire need of these products, the price of these products have shot up tremendously. And so we were on the verge of losing a deal for 1.5 million masks that we needed, and then another 1.5 million masks 2 days later. And when we originally thought that we could just send a payment the next day, it turns out that in the morning we got a call from the vendor saying that if we didn't get the money into his bank account by 2 p.m., we were going to lose the deal to someone else. And so this is at a time where we were critically trying to stock up for these supplies. Knowing that new reality, we thought, well, we're going to lose this deal. And then we thought, well, no, we're not, because Ellen Andrus, my superstar assistant controller who was in Springfield, physically got the check, got in her car, and just sped down I-55 and told this vendor, you know, if I leave now, I can make it to Dwight, Illinois. You can meet me there and get back to your bank in time. And sure enough, that's what she did. She pulled off at a McDonald's, handed over a $3.5 million check after, of course, validating that we were giving it to the right person. And then he got it into his bank account with 20 minutes to spare, and we were able to secure those masks. But that happened 2 days later, a very similar story at a Road Ranger. But, you know, this is kind of the crazy times that we're in.
So you pull up at that McDonald's. I know the one. I've traveled up and down I-55 a lot of times. And Dwight, your colleague does, she goes to the parking lot there, hands the guy a check from the state of Illinois for $3
million. $3.5 million, yeah, exactly.
And then when did we or you or she take receipt of the PPEs?
A few days later, actually. So we did get both of those shipments in, the one that Ellen did and the one that Cortez did. But, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. If you think about the fact that what I guess gets under my skin the most is, you know, we don't want the federal government to do everything for us, right? So I think there's this misconception that because we're complaining about this stuff that we're just complainers and we want the federal government to save the day in every way. But that's not the case. I mean, we're doing what we need to do to get the job done here in Illinois, but we're paying like an exorbitant amount of money to do so. When had the federal government invoked the Federal Production Act early on, I mean, they saw this thing coming since January with confirmed cases, they would have been able to then have our companies producing these products right here in the United States of America, mass producing these masks, you know, the things that we go through so quickly. So the N95, the KN95 masks and respirators, the gloves, the gowns, the face shields, those things could have been produced here, and then we wouldn't have to be getting price gouged and then also worrying about whether or not we'll even get these products in because of all the bureaucracy and the red tape at customs, right? So it's really sad that not only are we not producing these products here and then being able to supply states in our country, getting people back to work, actually literally trying to save their country, we're seeing billions of dollars from across the country go to places like China or Australia or elsewhere, wherever we can actually get our hands on these goods.
Do you know where these items produced overseas?
Yeah, most of them are coming from China. And so, you know, it's sad to think that we're paying 6 to 7 times what we would normally be paying.
Really, is
without,
that it?
Like full
That's
guarantees that we'll even get it in.
Well, but what about this? I mean, so if you had not been able to arrange that meeting in time, or if we just said we're not going to play ball, there's another state that would have purchased those?
Yes. And so, look, here's the deal. When we win one of these orders, the sad part of this story is
Somebody
that some other
loses.
State loses.
Sure,
right?
But I mean, are you mad at all then? I mean, I understand your frustrations here, but what about the vendor? I mean, do you look this person square in the face and say, seriously, people are dying? You're going to hold us up for seven times the amount? What's that conversation like?
Well, of course we do, but it's like you kind of have a gun to your head. There's he can say, well, okay, sorry. I mean, I can empathize with you, but, you know, New York's willing to pay us twice as much, and we're going to go that route because... The market is there,
and
right?
What do you say to that person, Suzanne? I don't want to dwell on this point, but I guess I can understand the commerce of it. If somebody's going to give you $100 and somebody else is going to give you $150, why don't you take it's people are people, right? Why not take $150?
No, look, I get it. I wish I was dealing with you as the vendor. Unfortunately, that's just not the case. This is these are, like I said, they're crazy times, and some people have been amazing. I mean, you've seen companies step up and donate product to us where we haven't paid a penny. I mean, McDonald's just had a humongous donation that they gave us. I know we've mentioned them twice now, once for their parking lot and another for their amazing contribution. But we've had people in the private sectors who've stepped up in a huge way. But this market of having to compete one state versus another state has really created this black market situation that is kind of where we're at, and it's unfortunate.
Susana Mendoza, the comptroller's on the phone line. One other point about all of this, Susana, and maybe you're new to this too and don't know the answer, but I thought hospitals purchased products and, you know, goods, and then they charged them to me and my insurance company paid for them. So if I get a surgery and the face mask is part of the bill, then the insurance company or I pay for that, and hospitals, private and nonprofit institutions, acquire them. So I'm a little confused about why the state of Illinois is even involved in that supply chain.
Because we're helping the hospitals who are completely overwhelmed right now in trying to just treat patients, right? So the hospitals and their admin have already gone through their supply. And trust me, they have very large stockpiles. But the reality of it is that the COVID-19 virus has just completely overwhelmed so many healthcare systems and is on the verge of actually overwhelming others. And so the state, we have a responsibility to make we're helping our frontline providers as well to get the equipment that they need to save Illinois lives, the doctors' lives, as well as the patients that they're treating who happen to be our residents, right?
Yeah. So I get that. By the way,
you can't charge somebody for a mask that you don't actually have. So it's like we're trying to do what we can to facilitate our first responders having the equipment that they need.
Do you get the feeling you're catching up or have caught up, Susana?
I think we're doing much better. So, yeah, I mean, we've done what we need to do, and we're going to continue to do that. I know we're not there yet, but I'm certainly feeling much more comfortable. And we're not doing, we really haven't felt the need to have to dart over to a side of the road, you know, what feels like a sketchy drug deal, as I've described it before, when you're actually just trying to help people and save lives. But thankfully, that urgency seems to have dissipated a little bit, and we've gotten so many people that have reached out to us to say that they want to help, and they really just want to help broker the deal, not gouge us for brokering the deal.
State Comptroller Susana Mendoza. Thank you, Susana. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You guys stay safe, and please, everybody, take care, and, you know, God bless you all right?
6 feet apart, that's what we're doing until the end of the month. Hang in there, everybody. 1044 WGN.